Well, today there's many saints to choose from. We could talk about St. Clement or St. Columban, but to this year I would like to talk about the most interesting of these saints whose feast day is today. It's Father Miguel Pro, Blessed Miguel Pro, the young Jesuit who was shot to death by the firing squad in Mexico in 1927. He was only 36 years old. He was only a priest for a short period of time. But his whole life was filled with adventure, with danger. You have to read his biography. You have to read his life. As a young toddler, he was only 2 years old when he crawled out of his crib and walked over, opened up the window, walked out on the ledge above 3 stories above the traffic. Well, eventually the maid found this, was able to get him back in. But that was just the beginning of a very adventurous life. Again, 3 stories above traffic when he was 2 years old on the ledge of a window. Well, as a young man, he was actually born in 1891 in Guadalupe, Mexico. His young life was filled with, again, lots of adventure, lots of practical jokes. He was a real character. He had 2 sisters. As a young man, teenager, became sort of lax in his faith, wasn't too active in his faith, but then when his 2 sisters became nuns, he began to take his faith seriously. In fact, on one occasion, he had been dating a non-Catholic girlfriend that his parents weren't too happy about, and the relationship ended when he accidentally wrote a love letter to her, and then he wrote a letter to his mom, and they actually went into the wrong envelopes. So his mom received a letter to the senorita, and the girlfriend received a letter to his mother. So that did end that relationship. Well, the Mexico Revolution took place in 1910. By this time, Miguel was very committed to his Catholic faith, felt called to the priesthood, so he joined the Jesuits. And there was a small group of seminarians, but it was too dangerous. Once the persecution began, they could not study in Mexico City. So the superior was able to get them across the border into Laredo, Texas. From Laredo, they went to California, then to Nicaragua, then to Spain, eventually to Belgium, where he studied in the seminary. And he was ordained in Belgium in 1925, and he was only going to be a priest for 2 years. See, the Jesuits knew that if they went back to Mexico, they would be hunted down. They obviously was against the law to be a priest in Mexico at that time. But he felt he would try to serve the Mexican people for as long as he could until he would be captured. He said he believed that his mission was to spend the rest of his life in bringing the message of Christ to his countrymen. So he went back to Mexico City, 1926. By this time, all public worship, all public masses were suppressed. The police were allowed to arrest anybody that would attend Mass or, of course, any priest. And so what he would do is he would go in different disguises, sometimes as a mechanic, sometimes as a janitor, and he would go around saying private masses, bringing Holy Communion, and hearing confessions. So he would sometimes use his bicycle to go run out to baptize somebody, perform marriages, hear confessions, and administer the last rites. He had some close calls as well. Once the police were hot on his tail, they saw him going down the street, he began to run. He quickly did what he could to change his outfit, and he came across a young woman. And so he quickly joined arms with her and whispered, "Help me, I'm a priest." And so they began to pretend that they were friends, and the policeman just ran right by. So he had a couple of very close calls. Well, an incident happened in 1927 where a bomb was thrown from an old Essex car to try to destroy the car of Calais, the newly elected president. Well, that car had been owned previously by Miguel's brother, Umberto. Even though the two brothers, Umberto and Miguel, were no way involved in this bombing because the car had been owned by the family, these brothers were hunted down and they were arrested. They were given no trial. They would be executed at the firing squad. And Father Miguel Pro was primarily executed for being a Catholic priest. On his way to his execution, he had written a letter to the mother superior of a convent that he was close to. He said, "I have offered my life for the saving of Mexico some time ago, sister, and this morning at Mass I felt that he had accepted it." So he was about to be executed, going before the firing squad. The policeman who had helped to hunt him down came up to him in tears, begging Father Pro to forgive him for arresting him. Father Miguel Pro, it says, put his arm around the shoulders of the shaking man and told him, "You have not only my forgiveness, but my thanks." And as before he was led to the firing squad, he walked past them and whispered to them, "May God forgive you all." He was asked if he had a last request, and he says, "I would like to pray for a few moments." Well, we have photographs of this incident because Calais, the president, wanted this broadcast, and he wanted the press there to try to show the so-called cowardice of these Mexican Catholics. And he felt that by putting this on the news, the newspapers, inviting all the press, that it would discourage people from practicing their faith. So we actually have photographs of Father Miguel Pro praying with his arms folded in intense prayer before he was given 2 minutes to pray. Then he stood up. They asked him if he wanted a blindfold. He refused the blindfold, and he held his arms out in the form of a cross, and he shouted out, "Viva Cristo Rey, long live Christ the King." And there he was shot by this squadron of soldiers. The firing squad did not kill him. He was badly wounded, very near death. He was lying on the ground, and General Cruz walked over to him, saw that he was still barely alive, and he shot him through the head. Again, this is all recorded. You can see these powerful images in any of the lives of the saints, and you can see this heroic priest who gave his life for Christ and for the people of Mexico. Obviously, the press, the photographers recorded all of this, but the news of this had the adverse effect. People began to take their faith seriously. They began to be more committed Catholics. So pretty soon, the government tried to get back all of these photographs and tried to hide this heroic martyrdom of Father Miguel Pro. So what a great saint we honor today, Blessed Miguel Pro. I'm sure soon he'll be canonized. Right now he is beatified. So we certainly should pray for the canonization of this very saintly Jesuit who gave his life for Christ and for the people of Mexico.